This was always my trouble when I was learning to speak your language. Every word can defend itself. Just when you go to grab it, it can split into two separate meanings, so the understanding closes on empty air. I admire you people. You are like sorcerers, and you have made your language as safe as your money. So me and the first girl in the telephone queue, we were giggling at each other, and I was holding my see-through bag, and she was holding her see-through bag. There was one black eyebrow pencil and one pair of tweezers and three rings of dried pineapple in hers. The first girl saw me looking at her bag, and she stopped giggling. "What you staring at?" she said. I said I did not know. She said, "I know what you thinking." "You thinking? Now the taxi no come for to pick me up. How far me going to get with one eyebrow pencil and one tweezer and three pineapple slice?" So I told her, "Maybe you can use the eyebrow pencil to write a message that says, 'Help me.' And then you can give the pineapple slices to the first person who does." The girl looked at me like I was crazy in the head, and she said to me, "Okay, darling. One, I got no paper for to write no message on. Two, I no know how to write. I only know how to draw on me eyebrows. And three, me intend to eat that pineapple myself." And she made her eyes wide and stared at me. While this was happening, the second girl in the queue, the girl with the lemon-yellow sari and the see-through bag full of yellow, she had become the first girl in the queue because now she held the telephone receiver in her own hand. She was whispering into it in some language that sounded like butterflies drowning in honey. I tapped the girl on her shoulder and pulled at her sari, and I said to her, "Please, you must try to talk to them in English." The sari girl looked at me and she stopped talking in her butterfly language. Very slowly and carefully, like she was remembering the words from a dream, she said into the telephone receiver, "England, yes, please. Yes, please. Thank you. I want to go to England."